Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So, are you shopping closer to home? I know I am because I ain't going to Orchard Road. Have you seen the crowds? What's going on here? And you know, amidst the whole COVID-19 constriction and, you know, we've got this constrained way of life that we've been leading this year, where consumers shopped yesterday is not where they shop today. The reality is these patterns will more likely never return. I mean, this is just one of the insights from a recently released Nielsen Shop Shifting Report. Recalibrating for the rerouted spread of spending. And, you know, as a result of these radically altered shopping patterns, Nielsen has found that the highest revenue, or golden stores, they're calling it, account for 80% of sales. They're experiencing major changes with extreme sales declines at individual stores around the world. So where are Singaporeans shopping now? And how does the shift of preference on where you shop affect various businesses? Well, on the line to help us out is Craig Hulliston, who is client delivery leader for Southeast Asia at Nielsen. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Elliot.
I'm fascinated by this report, okay? So it's the Nielsen Shopshifting Report, recalibrating for the rerouted spread of spending. Let's talk about some of the key findings. Obviously, people don't want to go into further and more crowded places anymore.
Yeah, I think it's a high dynamic situation we're seeing in Singapore at the moment with regard to FMCG. And as you mentioned, what we're seeing is that where Singaporeans shopped in the past isn't where they're shopping now. And actually, what we're probably going to see is that it's not going to revert back to that in the future. Mm. So what we've actually seen is we've analyzed store-level data at Nielsen. And what we found is that 17% of stores in Singapore account for 80% of sales. So that means that of the 3,718 stores which sell FMCG in Singapore, only 632 bring 80% of the sales. And what's actually being very interested is that when you compare Singapore against other markets, it's actually very different. So the rest of the world, things are becoming a lot more fragmented. But in Singapore, things are becoming more concentrated. And we're seeing real shifts in terms of where people are shopping, especially on the golden stores.
Right. Since you bring up golden store, right, what is the definition of a golden store? Or is there a store in Singapore that you could use as an example of a golden store?
I would say that golden stores are those stores which account for 80% of sales. So using that Pareto principle, and probably in Singapore, this is mainly going to be the hyper and supermarkets. So the likes of FairPrice, Cold Storage, Sheng Siong, etc. And what we're seeing is that this channel is growing 27%. In FMCG sales. And actually what we're seeing is it's not just a shift in terms of where people are shopping in the channel, but also where they're shopping in terms of location in Singapore.
Okay, and by location, are we talking like, you know, closer proximity to where they live?
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely what we're seeing. So obviously you've mentioned that Orchard Road is very busy, but overall what we're seeing is a real dynamic shift away from the centre. So maybe if I can give a reference which may be a bit more pertinent to your listeners. I think most people would be familiar with the URA's property market segments, like CCR, RCR, OCR. It's actually quite similar to those definitions, what we're seeing from a Nielsen perspective. So what we're seeing is in the core central region, so the likes of Orchard Road, CBD, actually FMCG sales this year have decreased by more than 15%. And then when we look at the RCR, so the rest of the central region, so the likes of Queenstown, Topayo, this is actually quite flat. But where the growth is really happening is outside the central region, so the likes of Jurong, Woodlands, Tampines. Okay. This is where the growth is double digits. And as you mentioned, it's because people are now working more from home and they're looking for proximity and convenience. So in the past, we always talked about convenience being going to convenience stores and on the go. Whereas now in Singapore, convenience is even stronger because of COVID. But what people are looking for are convenience such as really proximity to my home rather than proximity to my work. And also having a wide range of products, which is leading people to go more to online and larger format stores.
So I'm not so familiar with Jurong and Woodlands because it's way too far for me, but Tampines I am. It's already very crowded. You've got three big shopping malls. And I think one of the draws are these like 24-hour supermarkets that exist. And that really just makes it easier for people living in that proximity in spite of the fact it's going to be crowded.
Yeah, definitely it's the case. I think that that's one of the benefits of Singapore, that the hypermarkets are generally 24/7, and they're highly dynamic. I think one of the most interesting things we're seeing is that retail landscape is becoming highly competitive, and I think online has been a real stimulus of it, because everyone is trying to up their game, because online offers everything with high promotions and a high convenience. So the offline retailers, like the ones you mentioned in Tampines, they're really evolving. So you may have seen that recently some stores have renovated, such as they're really trying to cater for the different consumers. So we're finding with the COVID challenges that there are now more constrained shoppers who are looking for more offers. So you're starting to see big supermarkets starting to put things like dollar stores within the supermarket, more private label to cater for those looking for value for money. But at the other end of the scale, in the same store, you're also seeing things which are trying to cater for people who are looking for more experience in store, or maybe even more expertise, and trying to trade up for certain categories. So it's really dynamic. And because of that, the Singapore shopper is becoming a lot more promiscuous. So even though you mentioned that within Tampines, there are three maybe big shopping areas to go to.
Yeah.
People are moving around that area, but they're probably staying more in their proximity because they're not going to work now. And they're now a bit more flexible in terms of when they shop. So when you're working 5 days a week, maybe you can only shop at the weekend, but now you could shop through your lunchtime or maybe even in the evening. So it's a lot more convenient.
I was going to say that. You read my mind, Craig, because now with this work from home, the whole idea of go to a 24-hour supermarket, and we'll just use supermarket as the subject of discussion, go to a 24-hour supermarket during an off-peak period. There's no such thing as an off-peak period anymore because it's so convenient. There is flexible timing at work as long as you're not in a call. So that's why people can move around within the major shopping malls as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, again, it's, you know, shopping behaviour has changed because of COVID. And again, as we're looking, that probably in the future, we're not going to move to, not at least in the near future, to a five-day working week.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to really shake things up in terms of where people shop. And I think online also is the other thing to take into account, that obviously going to, you can now shop anytime for your supermarket, but online is also the ultimate convenience, especially how things are evolving in terms of the growth there. So last year we were seeing 30% growth for e-commerce. Now it's 60% growth in 2020. And e-commerce now accounts for 12% of FMCG sales in Singapore. And actually what we're seeing at Nielsen is there's been a real tipping point in the development of e-commerce. So in the past, the highest selling categories were things like infant milk, health supplements, vitamins. But this year, we've seen a real embracement of fresh products being bought online. So this is seen as a real curve in terms of the development, because Singaporeans are now willing to buy fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. It's now the biggest category online as well as offline.
Interesting that you bring that up. And also you see a lot more companies willing to do the whole you can shop online and come by and collect between a certain time, as opposed to in the past where it's, you know, a delivery date. So there is that convenience as well. I know we're diving into speculative territory here, but seeing as how this trend could stay for the foreseeable future, it will definitely somehow affect housing markets that are located close to these convenience stores or these hyper malls and whatnot. I know we're speculating, but there is a possibility that we could see some kind of a shift there as well, right?
Yeah, I do think so. I think, like, you can even see from the news over the last couple of days, you know, the Housing Development Board, there was a news about the 17,000 BTOs.
Next year, yeah.
You know, yeah, they're looking at more non-mature market areas, such as Bukit Batok, Woodlands. So definitely, as there'll be more housing in these areas, there'll be a need for more amenities, but especially as people will be thinking that, actually, when I'm buying my HDB, I'll probably be working from home. So not only do I need to look for office space, but I also need to make sure that, do I have things where I can do my shopping?
Yeah.
So I think it will become even more pertinent, and we'll start to see more and more stores coming into the proximity of the new housing.
Yeah, not necessarily large malls, but the smaller, convenient, and some maybe even 24-hour ones. I noticed there the study also found that 46% of shoppers have shopped at a new store in September. Could you tell us a little bit more about this? I mean, does it say that Singaporeans still want to look for an alternative than the usual tried and tested stores in that sense?
I think it's getting back to the point that Singaporeans are becoming a lot more promiscuous in terms of their shopping. So, you know, I kind of touched on it a bit that, you know, that the channels are starting to blur. So maybe a convenience store in the past would sell beverages and snacks. Now it's selling frozen food for cooking and disinfectants because they're really adapting. Yeah. You're seeing personal care stores selling food. Like I said, the hypermarkets are becoming a replica of online in terms of having access to everything. Right. And it's not just in terms of the stores. People have a lot more choice in their proximity, but also people are becoming a lot more promiscuous in terms of what they're buying. So even the channel shifting is highly dynamic, but the category shifting is even more dynamic in Singapore. So things used to be quite flat, but now things are going quite crazy in terms of some of the category growths we're seeing.
And I'm surprised also, I think these stores are learning to manage supply chain a lot better, or expectations a lot better, because usually this time of the year, it's a lot harder to find, you know, a big chunk of ham, Christmas ham for that matter. But I saw it at a 24-hour supermarket that it was a whole stack there available, and it seems to be managed pretty well. I mean, talking about 2021 and the FMCG growth rate, are you expecting it to somehow normalize, or is it still going to, you know, fluctuate a bit?
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to normalize. So the first thing to note is that this year we've seen record growth in FMCG in Singapore. So Singapore used to be the slowest growing market in Southeast Asia at 2%. It's now growing 17%, so much faster than our neighbors. But however, that's not sustainable. So when we had the circuit breaker, growth in April was 40%. Obviously, that can't be maintained. And obviously, we're moving to phase three. So we do expect that growth will start to stabilize. And I think it's probably fairer to look at 2019 as a benchmark rather than 2020, because 2020 is going to be a bit of an abnormality.
Yeah.
So overall, I do think that FMCG will be in a healthy state when compared to 2019, because you will start to have that hybrid between working from home and working in the office. So there will be that homebody economy, which will mean that more shift of spend will come into the home.
They're more patterns, behavior patterns to understand. And I can guess you guys will be really busy with even more surveys. I certainly hope to catch up again next year. Craig Hulliston, who is client delivery leader for Southeast Asia at Nielsen, on the line with me. Craig, thank you for your time and Merry Christmas in advance. Yeah.
Thank you very much and Merry Christmas to you too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.